We have much to praise the Lord about, don't we? We are privileged people. The greatest privilege in the world is to be forgiven of our sins. To be a saint of God, a child of God. God has blessed us tremendously. I try every time I get down to pray is to thank Him for this great salvation. For the Word of God. So precious to us. Many people among us think so little of it. Till they don't take much time to read. They don't seek after anything extra. There's so much truth in this book. Until, I'm telling you folks, we have no right to say I don't know. We have no right to say I do not know. God will give us His Spirit to direct us. Psalmist David said in Psalms 119, said, entrance into thy word giveth light. Giveth light. And so there's no use to run around in darkness, is there, when we have light. Amen. I appreciate it. Amen. Let me read my text and you can be seated. In Haggai chapter 2 and verse 4. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 4. You have it? Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I hear some pages turning. I'll wait. That's a hard little book sometimes to find. Amen. If you don't read it very much. All right. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 4. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord. And work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. You may be seated if you'd like. Amen. Praise God. I want to read one other scripture for you before we start into the message. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18, a couple of verses, maybe three verses of scripture here. Matthew 4 and 18. You probably won't be able to tie them together. A lot of people, start wondering. You don't think like holiness preachers, I'm telling you. Unless you're a holiness preacher, then you might think like them. While you're finding that, let me say that I have truly enjoyed being here in the past week or so. I've thoroughly enjoyed the camp meeting. It was just glorious to me. I've been to about four of them, I think, and this, to me, is the greatest one of all. Now, I know it's hard to say, some people it might not, because it might not have fit you like it did me. But I enjoyed all of it. But I enjoyed the correction and the instruction in righteousness. Amen? And I appreciate the touch of God upon my life, that God touched me, how He touched me. I'm telling you, stood right over here when these brethren prayed for me, and God just gloriously touched me. And I'm looking for greater things in the future, not only spiritually, but physically. Amen. Amen. He's able, isn't He?
Amen.
Matthew 4 and 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And He saith unto them, follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed Him. They straightway left their nets and followed Him. Brother Dan, stand and pray for me.
Hallelujah. Lord, we're so grateful
And we thank, Lord, about this precious book you've given to us, the ability to read.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
Thank you for that. Thank you for Brother Ross and the ministry, Lord, that you have given to him. And we're just asking tonight that you'll anoint him. I believe you'll do that. I know you will, Father. I know you will. I want you to speak through him the words of truth that will encourage us and challenge us, that will help us and strengthen us here tonight. Teach us, instruct us by your word, Lord. Oh, we need you. Holy Ghost, we need you. There's not one thing we want to do without you.
Yes, God. Yes.
We just trust in tonight that this place will be filled with your glory. And every man, woman, boy, and girl, feel your anointing. Let them be attentive to the word tonight. And feel, Lord, the seriousness of the hour and the sense of the great privilege it is to hear the word of God preached. And we'll give you praise. Amen.
It's not a coincidence that in his prayers, he mentions challenged. No coincidence. I was at a camp meeting a few years ago, probably 10, something like that. And messages were good, and the Spirit of God was there. People's hearts were challenged and charged, and I looked at them. You know, the altar would stay, they would just stay there a few minutes and then go back to their seats. You did not see much work going on in the altar. These people seemed to just be satisfied where they were. And I asked God about it. I said, God, why is it like this? And God said to me, said, they're charged and they're challenged, but they're not changed. I don't want to be mean tonight, but I'd like for you to help me and let me preach to you for a little while. By the help of the Lord. Amen. The word charge, it's it also means command and a commandment. It means to declare and command. In 1 Thessalonians 5:27, he said, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. I charge you. Mm-hmm. Now, what did he charge them? He charged them that the word of God would be number one in the church. And I charge you that this epistle would be read to all the holy brethren, all of them. Let them know that there's something here that will charge them and will command them and will challenge them. And then in 1 Timothy 1:3, Paul was writing to the Ephesians church. And he says, I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. He charged them that they would teach no other doctrine. Now, we're having a lot of problems with other doctrine in our day. They really don't know what the truth is for the most part. And so they're willing to just accept something that will tickle their ears or just satisfy, pacify them. And God is not interested in pacifying man. He's interested in changing man. He's interested in charging man what they need to do. He charged him to fight the good fight, Timothy. You know, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mightest war a good warfare. He said, I charged you. In other words, I'm giving you a charge. It's not just something that, that we just stir it up a little bit, but it's a charge. And a charge is more than stirring. Amen? He gave a charge for them to be blameless in 1 Timothy 5:7. And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. That's something you don't hear much about anymore. You don't hear about being blameless. But Paul, the apostle, gave Timothy a charge to charge them that they be blameless. But that's without charge. That's without anything wrong in their life. Be blameless. That's up front. Amen. And then he gave him a charge to preach the gospel. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He said, for the time's going to come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears and shall be turned away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. We're living in a time now when so-called Christian people are reading those fiction books. And I preached it one time and some folks got mad at me and said, God has not convicted me of it. And I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to keep on doing it. When it comes to that, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. But I'm telling you, if God charged us and God commanded us to leave those things alone, then we better leave those things alone. You know what we do when we get caught up in those things, myths, fiction? And if you run that down, it's absolutely a lie is what it is. It runs out to be a lie. And when we get caught up in a lie, the spirit of truth is taken away from us. We have sacrificed that spirit of truth and it leaves us. And therefore God cannot give to us the truth of God. We will reject it. We will turn away from it.
Hallelujah.
It's no wonder that Paul charged Timothy that he preach the gospel. That he be instant in season and out of season. Whether it's convenient or not convenient, whether it's easy or not easy. He said, you preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he gave him a charge, gave them a charge to be blameless, and he gave them a charge to preach the gospel, and gave them a charge also to be involved in that gospel, to receive that gospel.
Amen.
Listen, we need, every time somebody gets up to preach, we need to receive this gospel.
Amen.
It's the only thing that will save our souls. The only thing that will save our souls. Everything else will put us in bondage. Everything else will destroy us. Everything else will tie us down. Everything else will do us evil and not good. So it's up to you and I to preach the Word of God. Amen. And so he charged them. And to have a charge is, let me go back again, to administer an oath to somebody. To adjure, solemnly employ to that person to keep the truth of God. Ye shall know the truth, and what? And the truth shall make you free. Now, somebody didn't like something I said. It's not going to worry me. I'm not going to worry about it.
That's right, brother. Go ahead. You're right there, brother.
If you're reading them fiction books, you need to get you another book.
That's right. Go ahead. Go right on, preach, brother.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
When I first started out, you know, there were some fiction books like on the rapture and different things. And, you know, the rapture's a good thing.
Yeah, come on.
But they were writing fiction, telling a story that really was not true.
Right.
It was something made up.
Come on.
It was fiction.
Yeah.
Why do I want to read something that's not true? When God has got so much in His book that's true, when it's pure, it's holy, it's undefiled before God, why would I want to read something else? I don't want to read nothing else. I feel the spirit of rejection, but I can tell you, I'm not going to change my mind, so there's only one left, and that's you, to change your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew 4 and 18 again. And Jesus walking by the sea of Galilee, He saw these two brethren, Simon Peter and Andrew His brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Now, I think they worked for their father, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know all the details, or it's not fresh on my mind right here. But I think I know they were making a living by fishing. Now that's something when Jesus would be so bold. You talk about a challenge. When He would be so bold, He walked up to them, Brother Dan, and asked them to leave their tradition, leave their occupation, leave their money making, leave the thing that kept their family out of poverty, amen, and follow Me. What a challenge. We're living in a time now when the church is putting everything before the challenge. They're saying, I can't afford to do that. I can't afford to quit. I can't afford to quit my job. Amen. Job is first for most part and everything. And I remember the time that God, I was making good money, good money. And I mean, I was working and paying my Social Security in by September and October, long like that. And which you did that back then, you can't do it anymore. But if you did that, that's all you had to pay for the year, just so much. And I remember I made good money. My boss man said to me, he said, Don, you have made more money this year than I have as a boss. And I challenged him. He said, you know, I had a job. You didn't make over so... 40 hours was not just all you meant. If you worked 16 hours that day, 8 of it was time and half.
Right.
8 of it was time and half. I mean, I make good money. And God said, I want you to quit this job and go preach. I had good insurance. I think me and the wife paid just a few dollars to have Angela, our last baby. Just a few dollars. I mean, it weren't even $10. I had an insurance policy there with that company. Didn't cost me a dime. It was worth $50,000.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on.
I would have been retired now and drawing big bucks of retirement and getting my Social Security from the government. Probably would be drawing better than $3,000. Do you wish you'd have stayed? Not on your life. Not on your life. God challenged me. He challenged me. He said, I want you to quit this job. I want you to go back to Florida where I had come from. And I want you to preach my gospel. And to me, there's not been a greater challenge in all of my life. I have been happy. I've not always had plenty of money. It don't worry me. Amen, because my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ. Somebody said, that's spiritual. No, I believe it's all our need. Spiritually, physically, and financially. I believe He'll save us. He'll heal us. He'll deliver us. He'll make a way for us. He'll give us the money that we need. Woo! Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, God. Amen, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'd rather preach the gospel than to eat when I'm hungry.
Hallelujah.
And I like to eat. I've gotten in trouble since I've been here this time. I've gained too much weight. Amen. That's all right. I'll take care of that when I get home. Amen. There won't be all them big dinners to look at. And sometimes I think we need to repent over it. I mean, I'm just serious with you. He didn't call us and challenged us to eat. He called us and challenged us to pray and seek God. Give good report. Come on. That's what he challenged us for. Amen. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of the fathers has said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. Here was a challenge that the children of Israel could not accept. When they got time to go up and ready to go up, they would not go up. God had challenged them, said, it's a good land. I'll give you all this land. I'll be with you. It's flowing with milk and honey. Everything you'll need. I'll give you the rain there in the seasons. But when it come time to go up, they would not go up. That's us a lot of times. When it's time to draw closer to God, when it's time for God to fulfill His plan in our lives, we will not go up, amen. We make excuses. We say, I can't afford to. No, you can't afford not to.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Number four. You can't afford not to. I'd rather have this than have the best job in the United States of America.
Right. Jesus. Glory to God.
Sometimes money turns your head.
Right. Amen. Come on.
It'll bring pleasures into your life. It'll take you a little farther than you should go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And Haggai 2 and 4, which we have already read. I want to read it again. Yet now, be strong. Yet now be strong, he said. O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest. Be strong. And be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord. And work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes. This is the God of creation. This is the Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-present God. I often, when I get down to pray, I say, God, you're Almighty. You're holy. You're righteous. You're faithful. Glory to God. I feel His presence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're faithful. He's faithful, folks.
He's faithful, brother. Hallelujah.
He was giving these people a challenge. I mean, He said, I'm with you. I'll be with you. You be strong and I'll be with you. That's what God wants us, you and I, to do. Be strong and He'll be with us. He's waiting upon you and I. We're not waiting up on Him. He's waiting upon you and I. Let me tell you something right now. If there's something in your life, you don't get it out, you can't work for God.
That's right.
You can't do this. You can't take the charge and you can't take the challenge. If there's something in your life that you're not, that's not supposed to be there. That's right. It ain't. Let me tell you something. Let me stop here just a minute. This is the greatest church that I know of anywhere where I've been. It's the greatest. I mean, to have more of the Spirit of God in it. I'm not telling you that to give you the big head or anything like that. You fail God, and I tell you, it'll leave.
Yes,
you quit taking your charge, and you quit taking your challenge. It's gone.
Yes, right. You preach, you preach.
It doesn't matter what you say or anybody else says.
Yes,
I've been there.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The only way it's going to stay here is when you do what you're supposed to do. When you realize that the presence of God is more than anything you could have in this world.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Come on, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God was faithful enough to charge His people. He was faithful enough to challenge His people.
Yeah.
God doesn't sit idle. He's continuously wooing, drawing, pricking, convicting, stirring, leading, guiding, directing, anointing.
Yes, there he is.
But when we reject that, you know, God, He feels rejected. We think, well, we get, you know, I just don't want a blessing today, and I just don't want to get involved today. I don't want to take time to pray. You know what, God? You're telling God, not today, Lord.
That's it.
Not today.
Jesus, oh my Lord. Oh my
God. I questioned God about this message. I really did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But God would not let me get by without preaching it to you. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
I want us to go to Hebrews 5 and 11, if you want to turn there. Hebrews 5 and 11. While you're turning there, I want you to listen to what Hebrews 6 and 1 says. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. All right, let's read Hebrews 5, 11, 12, 13, and 14. It's a very familiar scripture. And the apostle said, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time that you ought to be, teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. The first principles, the basics. You hear me? That's what people are wanting now, the basics. They don't want to go on. They don't want to receive the charge. Paul said, go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of God. Not laying again the foundation of dead works. You know, sometimes we're just, if we don't do like God wants us to start with, we're just again and again and again. And it's the foundation of dead works. Over and over and over. You know why it's dead works? We have to keep repenting and repenting and repenting and repenting. And it becomes dead works. Because we're repenting over the same thing. The same old thing that we've been repenting over again and again and again and again. The only reason that God hadn't cut us off, He's a merciful God.
Yes, that's right.
But His mercy could run out.
Amen.
I mean, there's no guarantee that it won't run out, Brother Dan.
That's right. That's right.
Let us go before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hey, it's now. The time of need is right now.
Amen.
Verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Paul challenged Timothy, young minister, to stir up the gift that was in him. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. Stir up the gift of God. The greatest gift we have within us is the gift of salvation. Then the next greatest gift that we have in us is when we are sanctified. And then the next gift that we have is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. The greatest there is. But I'm telling you, so many people are not challenged by these things in their life. And Paul said, I put you in remembrance that you stir up this gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
Yes.
And be not, we are to be challenged, charged and challenged, but I'm afraid we're not changed like God wants to do us. My prayer is often is, I get before God and I say to God, Lord, search me, know me, try me, see if there be some wicked way in me. This is the prayer that David, you know, I mean, I know that I'm capable of sinning. I know that I'm capable of doing wrong. So I just ask God to search me, know me, try me, see if there's something in my life that He's not pleased with. Now, you know, a lot of times we holiness folks don't want to do none of that. Well, I'm not going to admit that I need searching. Well, I will.
Right. Amen. Come on.
I will.
Yeah.
Yes. To fail God is wrong. So what we need to do is just go back and search again. Every one of us, we're not careful. We've got our own little way, and we have said, I don't do anything wrong. We ask ourselves about that. We didn't ask God about it. It is God that knows me, inside out, wrong side out. Come on. Upside down. He knows me. He sees in my heart everything that's there. And God is challenging me and you to search our hearts and our lives by His Spirit and by His Word. I say things a lot of times like this. God, woo me. Draw me. Stir me. Pull me, God. I feel the presence of God. Pull me, Lord. Draw me, God. I can't make my way to the throne and make myself look good. And sometimes God sees in there some things that I don't see. It may not be adultery. It may not be fornication. It may not be lying, cheating, stealing. It may be none of these things. It just could be some foolishness. A little bit of foolishness. God's got something to say about that. Didn't He say the thoughts of foolishness is sin? Challenged. I want to be challenged.
Right.
How about you?
Amen.
Challenged, but a lot of time and most of the time not changed.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part. What is change, you know? Jeremiah 13:23, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may you do good that are accustomed to do evil. You're accustomed to doing evil. God's people, Israel, choice people. I'm talking about the apple of His eye.
Yeah.
He had time after time after time drawed them, wooed them, pricked them, convicted them. Stirred them, sent prophets to them.
Yeah.
Early in the morning till late at night, God had stirred their lives and He had told them what was wrong with their life. They just passed it on by. God help us that we don't do those things.
That's right,
brother. Amen. Yeah, I know.
Come on, brother.
Come on. Jeremiah 2:22. For though thou wash thee with nitre, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword. Let me tell you something. Some of you are judging tonight, but I can tell you God spoke to me when they asked me to preach. You don't get something that's good. You don't get something that will sparkle the eyes. You get what God wants you to preach. And that's what Brother Dan's told me to do, and Brother Doug's told me that. Said, preach what God lays upon your heart. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Though you take bath after bath after bath with soap, with acid, whatever, thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. In Jeremiah 5:3, O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. How they have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return unto you. Unto you is not in there, but they refuse to return to God. I believe with all my heart the rapture is so close. I have never in my lifetime felt like I feel now about the coming of the Lord. It constantly stays upon my heart and my mind. I believe with all my heart, folks, that Jesus is soon coming.
Amen. Yes, amen. He is coming.
I've got my doubts, and I'm not trying to scare you. This is the way we should live anyway.
That's right.
I've got my doubts if I'll have another year. If I can live till in the morning, I don't know, well, sometime tomorrow, I don't know what time my mother had me, I'll be 75 years old. I'm happy.
Hallelujah.
That I'm 75 years old.
Hallelujah.
God has been good to me. He's poured His blessings out upon me many, many, many times. He's touched me with children and grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
Touched me with four great-grandchildren. And one on the way. It's just wonderful, Laval. God's been so good to me. But now, more than ever, Brother John, I want to accept the challenge that is before me. I want to preach the gospel more than I ever wanted to preach it in all of my life. I may not be a great preacher, but that doesn't matter. Do what God tells you to do. That's all God expects of you. Amen. What is our relationship with God? What is it? Amen. Are we turned back to God? Have we repented? Have we turned from our evil? The things that pulls us down? The things that holds us back? The things that we refuse to turn loose of? Most of the time is the very thing that God is trying to get us to lay aside.
Come on, brother. Come on.
And they'll hinder you. They really will. I've got to hurry. Some are charged but never challenged. And some are challenged but never changed. God's going to hold us responsible for that. You know what change is? You know what change is, really is? It's repent. That's what change is. Repent. And I got to looking in Revelation, so bear with me a little bit. In 2 Peter 3:1 first, he said, "In this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance." Your pure minds by the way of remembrance. I stir up your pure minds. But yet, Peter, their minds were pure. But Peter saw it necessary to stir up their pure minds by the way of remembrance.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
He took them back to the Old Testament. Yeah. Then he brought them up to the New Testament.
Yes.
He told them why that things were not going so good for them. You know, this is exactly what God wants us to do. Find out what's wrong and get it right. Amen? And get it right. Jesus told the seven churches that He wanted to see a change in them. Now you say, Brother Walsh, okay, follow me. Revelations 2 and 5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee and quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Now, you know what he's saying? If he removed their candlestick, he removed their church.
That's right.
He removed the church.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad? That this kind of thing can happen? You know what we're saying? I know some of you are saying, probably anyway, you're saying, Brother Ross, what do you think we are? Good folks. Yes, sir. I think you're good people. I brag on you wherever I go. Whatever. I have to go home. I can't brag on you in front of my pastor. All them, you know, I can't. That's sad. But when I come here, I get my soul fed. I get blessed.
Hallelujah.
I am stirred.
Hallelujah.
When I go home, I'm stirred.
Hallelujah.
To pray and seek God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're blessed. You're blessed again.
Yes,
and again. And again, you're blessed. Hallelujah.
Right.
I don't just
go ahead. Hallelujah.
Here just a few weeks back we went to church. I think it was on a Wednesday night, if I'm not sure. We went to church. There's not but a handful of us a lot of times, 8, 10, 12 on Wednesday night. We have testimony service every Sunday night and every Wednesday night. Every service. We have testimony service. And everybody in that church testifies. We got out of church, started home. I looked at the clock. I said, Mama, we've been in church less than an hour. Less than an hour. Had a message, sermon, testimony service, three songs, right? Sometimes special. It's just one, boom, 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 just like that. Maybe God probably will whip me about that. But I want you to know why I think you've got it. You've got it good. You've got it good. You have. The Spirit of God moves.
Yes.
God woos, draws, pricks, convicts, leads, guides, directs, anoints, right here in this church.
Yes.
That's good, because I'm telling you, you can't get away with things that some of you are trying to get away with. You can't do it. You can't do it. And God loves you. That's the reason. That's the reason He pricks you and convicts you. That's the reason He charges you and challenges you. And that's the reason He wants you to repent. Amen? Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, repent, do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. Revelation 6, or 2 and 16, repent. In other words, I could say, He is saying, change, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against you. And that's one thing to have wooing and drawing and pricking and conviction. But it's another thing for God to actually fight against us.
Right. Amen.
filled the Holy Ghost to actually fight against us. But he said, if you don't repent, I will come and fight against you. Go back to the camp meeting I saw where I was in. They went to the altar. They went back and sat in the seat. And that was it. Lunchtime come. I was more interested in going to lunch than it was staying at the altar and praying. And God said, I've charged them. I've challenged them. But they won't change. God help us.
Amen.
I'm not saying you're totally backslid. I'm not going to say that. And I'm having a struggle preaching. But I know that God spoke to me. And I don't want your blood on my hands. I don't want to fail God. I don't want to do that. I've seen the time when I've seen the time when preacher would preach. I couldn't wait till I could get to an altar. This man over here, I picked at him a little bit. He knew I was picking at him. I tell you, he raked me over the coals. There weren't but one thing to do. That's to find me a place and pray. And ask forgiveness. You say, you a preacher? You had to ask forgiveness? He tore me up. About fasting. Come on. And yet, you know, we're not involved in none of those things. But yet we say, I'm okay. I'm okay. No, we're not okay. If we're guilty, we're guilty.
Right. Amen.
I may be preaching the last time. Help me, Father. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Amen. And 2:21. And I gave her space. Gave her time. I this ain't in there. I gave her space to repent. I gave her time. I wooed, I drawed, I pricked, I convicted of her fornication, covetousness, idolatry. And she repented not. God has given the church space to repent again and again and again and again. We have had plenty of opportunity, haven't we?
Yes,
plenty of chances.
Yes.
I've knelt at this altar here and wept because God was wooing and drawing me. He was wooing me and drawing me and stirring me. And I wept before God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. For the privilege, God, to feel the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Woo, woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, my God. My God. My God. Yes, He is. We have had plenty of opportunity to change, folks. God has given us the space to repent. That's what He said here. I gave her space to repent. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulations. That's sad. That the church, I don't want to get started too deep on this, but I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to go through the tribulation. It's because they won't keep their life clean and pure before God. God has dealt with you, pricked you, convicted you. This is not a broke record. pricked you, convicted you, stirred you, wooed you, drawed you. We get busy. We get just... No, I ain't going to say that. We get busy. We just feel like we nothing's wrong. Everything's okay. It's the enemy that's doing this to us. Wait till you get in the presence of God and then examine yourself. You can't examine yourself, amen, out of the presence of God. If you've overrode your conscience and you've overrode the wooing and drawing of the Spirit, there is no other route that God's going to allow you to take to get back to Him. The only route that He will give you is the one where you went away. You'll come back that same route.
Amen.
With the wooing, drawing, pricking, convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's the only way you'll come back.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
He said in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. There should be a continuous searching of our lives. I'm going to say this. I'm not picking on nobody. God in heaven knows my heart. It don't make no difference what your job is in church. God's not impressed unless that heart's right. You make and play an instrument just so good. I'm telling you, you've got a good bunch of instrument players. It's good music, good music. God loves music.
Yes.
And I'm telling you what the truth is. We ain't got no business, and I know I'm bold tonight, but the Holy Ghost is here. We have no business getting out there and mingling and tangling in that world.
That's right.
And coming back through those doors and parade up here and may take no more hope and get us a place up here and play an instrument unless our lives,
amen,
are lining up to the Word of God. We had no business doing that.
That's right, brother. Amen. The truth, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Good preaching.
How dare us. I'm bold tonight because the Holy Ghost is here. How dare us to get out there, break our vow with God.
Come on.
Treat God like we do a lot of times and then come back in here like there's nothing wrong in our lives. Oh, God help us. God help us. God help us. The Holy Ghost is here.
He's here.
I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Ghost. I love you, Holy Ghost. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of the refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I want to read something to you. There should be a continuous change in our lives.
Amen.
For the better.
Amen. I believe that.
We should be growing.
Yes.
And advancing. We should be receiving from God continuously.
Right.
That's what He wants.
Yes.
We may not want that, but that's what He wants.
Yes.
Amen. Where's your scripture at? 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Changed. It's a wonderful cycle when the Spirit of God gets a hold of our lives and draws us and pricks us and moves us and stirs us and changes us from glory to glory.
Amen.
We can get richer. We can get stronger in the Lord. All of these things is what God wants to see in our lives. And we're cheating Him. I know. But this, see, at the first of the message, I kind of held back, and it wasn't right. That wasn't right. But then I saw that I needed to. I needed to hear what God had to say, and not worry about you. Amen. I have to repent over that. We need to desire the continuous wooing and drawing and pricking, convicting Spirit of God in our lives. I'm not boasting, but when I get down to pray, I search. I search. You do what you want to. Don't ever take it for granted, because sometimes we're motor mouthed, saying things we ought not to say, doing things we ought not to do. I've had the Holy Ghost to speak to me, Brother Dan. I'd go to somebody's house, or I would be carrying on a conversation in the presence of Christians, talking about not bad things, but just the Word of God, talking about normal things, and I'd be running my mouth. And God would say, now this is what God says.
Yeah.
You're talking too much.
Right.
You're bringing the thoughts and looks towards you. You're not putting me first. You're not bragging on me. You're bragging on Ross.
Come on, man.
God help us, folks.
Come on,
God could do so much more through your life. If you just watch what you do, watch what you say, He could do so much more in your life. He wants to.
Amen, He does.
You know what He's doing tonight? He's charging you and challenging you.
Right.
And He's saying to you, repent.
Yeah. Amen.
I want to pray.
Hallelujah. Lord.
I want to pray. Come on. Find your place and let's pray.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.